What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting, and positive news for a more progressive society. Tim, what are you trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
Damn right, that's what we do here at the Positive Truth. We got a few things to hype up before we get into this episode. We got a live show at Hubbly Bubbly OKC coming April 29th. Starts at 9 or 10 p.m. We don't have the time down yet. Has to be 18 to enter. It's going to be absolutely wonderful. Might be standing room only, so you might want to get there early. They got food. They got a lot of food, actually.
Their menu's ridiculous. They got shakes. You got options. Let's just say that. It's definitely going to be a cool place to hang out and hear some positive things. We're going to talk about some positive news stories, and then we're going to have a topic. And yeah, it should be fun. It's pretty much what we do here now, but we'll get a live response, and that's definitely going to be fun. It's going to be different for us, for sure.
Question and answer. It's going to be, if you've checked out the first 10 episodes of this podcast, we used to do the positive news and the episode and the all basically crunched up together, but nobody wanted to listen for an hour, so we started spreading them out. So we're going to do it the old way. Positive news stories, take a break, and talk about a topic just like we're doing today. Also follow us on our social media websites, Positive Truth, Instagram, Positive Truth Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, all kinds of cool things coming out, all kinds of great videos. Super producer JoJo is doing a little super positive news story thing that we're doing. When we put them out, I turned into a Harry Potter magician right there. Be jealous. Word Voldemort ain't got nothing on me.
We're not allowed to say that name here.
Why not?
Can say in Harry Potter.
Okay.
Take that, world.
He who must not be named. Ain't got nothing on me. So yeah, we got that coming up. And today, we're talking about empowering women of color. It's going to be a great episode. Why are we talking about this, Tim?
Because women of color need to know that they're strong and they're killing the game right now.
We're also discriminating against them.
Kind of always have, and it's time. You know, we've talked about this before for sure. You know, when we talked about the glass ceiling, go back and check that episode out if you haven't. That being said, this is why we're talking about it, because we are discriminating against them. And at the end of the day, once they hear some of these facts, I know people are going to be kind of like, let me shut up and sit down in my car seat.
I have way too many facts for this.
I kind of figured. I was looking for more, and I was like, why am I stressing out for more? I'm sure JP has like a bunch. So let's go ahead and jump right into this really quick. We're going to talk about, you know, what exactly is empowerment. Found it.
Okay,
I looked it up, and there's like not a real clear definition in all different types of languages. There's no clear translation from, you know, different languages as well. So when I did a little bit of research, and basically according to the World Bank, empowerment is a process of increasing the capacity of individuals or groups to make choices and transform those choices into desired action and outcomes. So I was like,
So my definition of empowerment is a group that's being treated equally, empowering them to basically, through their own will and allies, people like us, empowering them to get on an equal playing field. Because what is diversity without equality?
Bars.
Yeah.
The Advocate JP came out today, guys. Let's do this. So basically, yeah, let's empower these minority women, these other people out here. Let's educate them a little bit on some facts, and yeah, let's see what happens.
You want to go first since you got less facts?
Yeah, for sure, man. Well, you go ahead and spit out one while I get mine taken out, because this is the wrong page. Cool.
So, I focused largely on two things, because there are just so many. I focused on the wage gap and basically race and attraction. So, I'm just going to start with the wage gap real quick, and then I'll let Tim come in.
Cool.
So, basically, black women working full-time year-round typically make only 63 cents for every dollar paid to their white, non-Hispanic male counterparts. Latinas is 54 cents. Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander women is 59 cents. Native American women is 57 cents. Asian women is 85 cents. So for black women, that's like over $21,000 lost every single year. $26,000 for Latinas, $24,000 for Native women, $7,000 for Asian women. So yeah, that's a lot of money lost for doing the exact same job. So Tim, you start kicking your facts and I'll come back to this.
All right. Well, in 2013, About 57% of black women, 25 and older, attended college, although 31% have completed at least an associate's degree, compared to 60% of all women who attended college, of which 39% completed a degree. And I think that's amazing. I have a little chart here that I'm going to have to send to JoJo. Hopefully, he can put it up somewhere around here that you guys can definitely check out. The reason I'm saying this is because black women are leading the way when it comes to graduating and getting degrees.
So if you, so if you put people, like white men, black men,
we're categorizing us.
Like if you put all of us in, like, who has the highest percentage of people with college degrees, no one would ever think black women. Because black women in the media are loud, ignorant, ugly, stupid. But they got the highest percentage of people with degrees.
The most educated demographic in the United States.
So let's just knock down that stereotype. Keep going, Tim.
Take that. You already done employment. Let's go right here. Black women are the head of 29% of black households. That means they're in charge, as in taking care of the kids, taking care of the bills, taking care of the cleaning, and all that good stuff. That's supposed to be a man's role when it comes to finances stuff, the way that people
should be everybody's role.
Exactly. I said 17 earlier. I'm not going to make that mistake twice. It's 2018, and anybody can lead the household at the end of the day. But
more people definitely helps.
Exactly. Statistically wise, only 33% of black women who gave birth were married, which is almost the opposite for all women at 64%. I looked up for statistics for other races, and I couldn't find them.
White.
Exactly. That's why I'm bringing it up now. I was like, okay, you know, maybe I'll have a chart here somewhere to share with JoJo that he can put on somewhere here. And then, there was no chart. There was no statistics. It was just specifically black women. How many black women are having babies right now that aren't married? The reason I'm bringing it up again, it's a fact. But at the exact same time, why are we only focusing on this? I feel like, again, this is where we're, what's the word I'm looking for here?
I don't know.
We're treating black women differently. We are
being racist?
Well, of course it's racist, but
misogynist?
I use misogynist. We're being misogynistic, I guess, about this topic.
Discriminating?
We're discriminating toward black women. Okay. Wow. There we go, JP.
Just keep swinging there. I was at the second strike.
I was throwing everything I had, man. Like, I cannot think of this word right now.
On top of that, black women are more likely to die in childbirth, 6 times more likely than white women. Largely because their healthcare providers just treat them differently. Like, the whole Medicare system treats them with contempt. Like, if you're a person of color, if you're a Hispanic, Asian, black, you have a higher mortality rate in childbirth than a white woman. But everything's the exact same. Why is this happening? It's almost like we just, like, it's, racism is so deep in our culture, we just treat these women with contempt without even realizing it. We give them less care without realizing it. Like, what else would it be, Tim? Are they just don't have access to the same healthcare?
It's kind of depressing. I feel like I need to, like, go give my wife a hug or something.
Continue to keep kicking those facts.
Nah, man, you got a lot more than I do. Go ahead. The facts that I have, you pretty much are going to be a lot more clear about than I am. I definitely have ways that we can solve this issue, though.
I mean, if we can just, like, go back to the cause of the wage gap. Remember how you just said women have the highest percentage of college degrees? Women are paid less for the same work. So whenever you hire a person of color, like, just because women are doing it, the work is devalued. So it's like, oh, we're going to pay them less. We're going to give them less hours. Everything just happens. It's like women are in this group. You're kicked out. And then, like, if a man goes into a woman's field, men get the glass escalator where they get pushed up. It's like, oh, you're a school teacher? You need to be a principal. You need to be a vice principal. You need to be a superintendent. You need to be on the board. A woman tries to do that. It's a little bit harder.
Yeah, it's a lot harder. I mean, I wish I don't have the statistic. I had it down earlier, but it was like how many women are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, and it was very, very little. I think it was like 2 or something. It was ridiculous.
And it's not like women can't do the same job. Like, women's work is devalued just because women do it. They're overrepresented in low-wage jobs and underrepresented in high-wage jobs. They're paid less for the same work. They're just, because they're caregivers, they're discriminated against and face barriers. It's just, it makes no sense. But the main one I focused on was race and attraction. What does that have to do with women empowerment, Tim? I know you're looking at me crazy.
Race and attraction. Is it the way that you think, are we talking about specifically the United States?
Yes.
Okay, so is it the way that we view black women? The United States views black women?
Or any women of color. So basically, there's a really good book by an author named, if I can find his name, Christian Rutter. He wrote Dataclysm, and he has whole sections in the book about racism. The one that stuck out to me was the one about dating bias. So if you go on websites, like dating websites like OkCupid, other ones, there's another one, Match.
Match.com.
Yeah. So you can rate people, but you never get to see your rating if you're on it.
Right.
But all these companies, all these dating websites, like Facebook had a dating thing they were running through. They keep all this data. So in 2010, you want to guess how basically black women were rated by groups? So for black men rated black women on average 4% less attractive than like white women.
Oh, really?
White men on Match.com rated black women 60% less attractive than white women. 60%, Tim. On average on OkCupid, black women and Latina women are anywhere from like 15 to 30% less attractive than white women, on average.
This is according to Match.com, so this is, you know, quite a few people using this.
OkCupid too. Like, this is basically every dating website. If you're a person of color, you're not going to get any love compared to a white person. Why does that matter? Because we know, basically, beauty goes into everything. So, like, if we have whole races of people that are treated as just less attractive, less, like, you just don't want them. But visually, that goes into everything. You go to a job interview, you try to rent an apartment, you meet freshman roommates, you try to make impressions on strangers, you try to be articulate, you try to have better outcomes at work, at school. You can do anything without doing something visually. And we live in a society where it's like, oh, look at that woman of color. Like, they're just not attractive. Same thing on like Tinder. You see a black girl on like Tinder, it's like, oh, swiping left on all of them. I don't want any black girl. Like, this just happens all the time. So if you're a person of color, like, you get no love, none. You're just naturally treated as ugly. Or when you are met up, it's like you get matched on Tinder. Like, I have a whole article about it. Like, a girl, she spent a whole year on Tinder. She was a black girl. She was just like, every time I got matched with a white person, like, oh yeah, I like black beauties. Oh yeah, I like you. I like black girls. Like, every time the conversation started, it was about her skin color.
So you're saying because of, since we're, you know, focusing on minority women,
they're being sexualized and treated like crap. So it's like,
people don't want them to live next to you if you get rent an apartment. I don't want to hire them because, you know.
Yeah, I would just much rather have a white person. Like, we have all the data for this stuff. And it shows. Shows in how we, like, just treat people of color.
Okay.
So whenever, if you're a dark-skinned woman, it's like, I would never want to date you, but I would, like, have sex with you. You're just a sex object.
That's basically how they were treating that girl on Tinder. I like my black beauties.
Yeah, exactly. And so, like, they got it on here. It's like, if you add plus white, it's like, oh, yeah, you get a 5% increase. But, like, the one drop rule, it's like, it's not much. Like, you get basically nothing. On top of that, there's a rapper named Big Crit, and he has a t-shirt. It's just like, why is the darkest person in every culture treated the worst? It's like, well, why does this happen? We live in a society where it's like, beauty is not women of color. Women of color aren't paid the same. They're treated as ignorant, loud, dumb. And then they blame men of color. Like, oh, look at these rap videos. This is all your fault. Like, no, it's all of men's fault. It's all of our fault.
Society in itself. Agree, man. So, do you have any ways how we can change this for the better?
So, we're men, right?
We are men.
The best thing we can do is help out the cause, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, so if, let's say Black Lives Matter. We're anybody talking about police equality. Anytime you go to one of those things and there's a white person in the crowd, it's like, hell yeah, right? Hell yeah. Or like Martin Luther King said in the letter from Birmingham Jail. It's not the Klan's member or the KKK member that's a threat to the black community. It's the white moderate. It's like, oh, it'll come in time. Keep things how it is. So if we're men and we were like, oh, well, women of color, it'll come in time. Change is coming. Like, that's not helping. We're as much a part of the problem as anyone else. We need to stand up for them. When women of color are like, oh, I don't like black girls because black girls are ugly. We need to be like, why is that a thing?
Stand up for them immediately.
Yeah, because what really happens in our society is the dominant culture is beauty. Beauty is the dominant culture, and anything that's not that is just automatically ugly. So if you're Native American, it's like, I would just rather like look at a white girl. It's just not okay. It's 2018, remember, Tim?
It is.
So as men, we need to stand up for women. We need to fight for, like we were talking about on the pay, like we need to strengthen our equal pay laws to fight back against discrimination. We need to build ladders to help women have better paying jobs for women, to remove barriers of entry to male-dominated fields. We need to increase the availability of high-quality, affordable child care. We need to just be better men and help these women out. And just whenever we hear something like this, we just like, that's not okay. Think about women in the media industry. How many times you see a black woman and it's like, she has to talk like the white person, she has to have her hair straightened, all of this.
I hear you. In other words, we need to treat these women like the people that they are. It's not a set of objects. Exactly. It's not just treating them like women, because this categorizing men and women, I understand why we have it, but at the end of the day, in society, we need to be treating each other just like people. From my perspective, the way we change is for the better. As men, we support the woman around us. That's first things first. You can't support every woman in the world, especially if you're a married man. Your wife's probably going to beat the crap out of you. Sorry, man. But that being said,
edit that out, JoJo.
everybody needs to support the woman around them. Absolutely. And if you have a female boss, don't treat her differently or feel any type of differently. Respect her the same way you respect your men's boss. And also, there's tons of nonprofit organizations. I was looking online, and there's more nonprofit organizations are getting opened up by minority women than ever before in these last couple years. There's like, I have like a list of 10 right now that you can donate to if you wanted to. I mean, as a man, we can't do it. We can't do it all. We can't be the woman. So we have to allow them to be who they are. The aggressive, strong, powerful woman that they are. Because I talked to this man yesterday. I was with my sister at this conference, a CEES conference. It was Cannabis Education Advocacy Symposium Expo. It was long. So, you know, we're walking around, and I'm walking around behind her, letting her talk. She was, you know, doing her thing, networking and stuff. And I looked like her assistant, you know. She like turned around and was like, hey, I don't mean to demean you or anything. Like, you know, it's okay. And I'm like, no, go ahead and do your thing. You know, I did my best to support.
You go, Tammy, you go.
Exactly. I'm like, you go ahead and do you. I'll grab these little business cards for you, put them in my pocket, and, you know, I'll give them to you afterwards. I'll be your assistant today. It's not a big deal to me. And to me, it was a good moment for myself. But at the same time, us talking about this now, that's how a way you can empower your wife, your sister, your daughters, your grandmas, your aunts, your neighbors. You know, allow them to be the woman that they are. If you look like the assistant at that moment, be that assistant at that moment. Because think about how many times, you know, your wife or your sister or somebody was caretaking for you, as in like, you know, helping you when you fell down or when you're crying, a shoulder to lean on, or cooking you dinner, etc. There's so many roles that women's play.
So you're saying we should treat women equally, Tim?
Oh, absolutely, man.
What
I'm giving
a crazy concept.
It is, because in 2018, for some odd reason, women still get paid less than us. Women still aren't leading, you know,
in the same field
they should be. Exactly.
And that's the crazy thing is, like, when you start working, like, women typically get paid like 90% of what men do when they start, and it only gets worse as they work at the same company. It gets worse over time.
That's why a lot of people were flipping a script on Netflix, Monique, and she was getting upset how little she was getting paid. But then you have all these other people that, you know, it wasn't just white people; it was other men. She's like, I'm the most decorated comedian of all time. Look at all the awards and Grammys and stuff that I have. And you're trying to pay me $500,000, but pay somebody else $16 million. Minority women have to stand up for themselves. Outside of minority women, we have to stand up for them as well.
Yeah, we need to focus on uniting women of color with multicultural differences.
Absolutely.
Like, provide mentoring program for women in, like, fields of, like, media, STEM, to encourage career success and growth. Provide training opportunities for business and government. Just point it out. You know what I mean? This might offend some people, but at a certain point, like, as men, sometimes when you live in privilege, equality feels like oppression, but it's not. You aren't oppressed. It's just women are being oppressed right now. We just need to pull you down just a little bit, or pull them up and get them on equal level.
So suck it up. You're not being oppressed. Treat these women right.
Absolutely, man. So through open conversations and community outreach, we need to combat stereotypes, double standards, and bias against women, and especially women of color. Just hype up. Just hype up women of color.
I'm with it. Next cookout. Gustavus, we're talking about it.
What are these cookouts, and why am I not invited?
Dude, in the summertime, I'm cooking out all the time now.
No, you're not. You're going to be taking care of a kid.
My life is about to change. Hey, I do have a positive quote that yesterday when I ran into this guy, he's a part of this minority group, and he was saying that he works with nothing but women. He's actually like the number three. The two people ahead of him are women. And he's like, a lot of people think, you know, women are bossy, but to me, they're not at all. They just make really good leaders. And I was like, you know what? My sister, of course, is right next to me. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So yeah, I'll leave you guys with that. I honestly believe that women do make really good leaders.
It's almost like there's a lot of things going to be a leader besides just your gender. It's almost like that doesn't matter.
You gotta put that on a shirt, man. Positive truth.
That's our permanent ad lib. Do you have a positive quote, Tim? Because I think we're done here.
That's what I said. I was leaving with that quote, man.
Well, go empower and believe in a person of color, women of color. Let's fix this pay gap. Let's treat women with respect. Let's not pull a Dallas Mavericks. Let's not pull other offices. Let's treat women with respect. We'll be back on Monday with some more positive news. Go empower a person of color today, tomorrow, and every day afterwards. We're out.